Welcome back to Y'all Hearing This. My name is Kay. Thank you so much for coming back and joining us.
Yes, my name is Honey Bee, or you can call me Bee, whichever you choose is all right with who.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So excited. So we have been doing a little bit of a deeper dive into BTS this week. So we decided we're going to start at least once a month going back to a former artist of the week and doing like a part two. With BTS, like we were saying, we could do a part 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, so many of them. But yeah, we watched a couple, and we just watched another Dance Practice Live, a couple guides this week. Yeah. And yeah, we wanted to talk about it more in the podcast. So I guess my question to you is, what did you learn this week that you didn't learn the first time?
So I definitely knew from that first guy. Shout out to Celeste, right?
Yes,
Celeste.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
I definitely feel like I learned this time around. I knew, just like any other artist, that they went through hardships.
Yeah.
But I will say the blatant disrespect that they get is appalling. And I think the biggest thing that I had a problem with was just the blatant disrespect, especially that interview that they were doing where they didn't call them real hip hop artists.
Rappers
because they wore makeup. I was like, first of all these rappers, well, specifically in the, like, speaking of artists from the United States or in the United States and the music that we've been exposed to and how it's promoted here and all that. Every rapper that has had a photo shoot, that has done a video shoot, anything, has makeup on.
Of course they do.
Every single one of them.
Of course they do.
To the point where, especially coming from the hair industry, there's a lot of rappers that have their hairlines and their fades and their waves and all that stuff. A lot of that is manufactured. A lot of that is like different fibers, like the same fibers that they use for eyelash extensions and to make eyelashes look bigger and bolder is the same type of fibers that they will use to create like fuller hair and stuff on rap artists.
Yeah.
So it's like, it is used consistently. So like to see a group of young men be called girls and all this other stuff and now real hip hop artists because they wear makeup is literally like ridiculous.
There's a huge thing, especially in South Korea that I know of, it could be in other areas too, where idol rappers are considered like not real rappers because both Yoongi and RM came from like kind of underground hip hop backgrounds. Like they both went in as rappers. J-Hope learned to rap for the group basically because they were originally going to start with like a hip hop concept, which you kind of saw in like some of the earlier stuff. But, and so I think it was especially really hurtful to them because these were their peers. These were their people that they grew up like really being influenced by and things like that. And so I know both of them have talked about it being like a worry of theirs when they joined the group that it was going to be like not real hip hop, not this, not that. So actually we haven't done their ciphers, which we should, because there's four. Anyway, which talks a lot about it, and that it's because I'm sorry, but they have way proved themselves as like incredible
but
hip-hop
also
artists.
Too, it's like, who are you? First of all, the way I look at it is like, if we're gonna get that picky about first of all, who are you to even say what hip-hop is? Hip-hop was created by a different culture, by a different group of people. So is it right for us to go and tell y'all, well, oh, who do you think you are doing hip hop? You're not from the culture. You're not that. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. I think that's why it bothered me so much, because I'm like, just sitting here as a whole Black person, as a whole part of the culture and stuff, to see somebody who, to judge somebody else on something that you're not even like a part of, like if you want to get nitty gritty with it, is like crazy. But nobody would ever say that because music crosses all genres and boundaries and all races. So it's like,
and hip-hop and rap, there's so many different varieties within that.
Exactly. So it's like, how are you even to say,
even listening to some of BTS's stuff, some of their solo stuff is so different, you know what I mean? RM has an album out, a mixtape out called Mono, which is very like melodic and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you see some of his raps like within BTS and with the Cyphers and things like that. Or I haven't showed you, there's a couple that he has that like earlier stuff of his like Joke, which is like pure rap, you know what I mean? Like hard hitting, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's crazy to me. And what else is crazy to me is like, I get you have like your groups that you really love. You know what I mean? Of course you do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have people that I love, but I would never in a million years bring down like another group because my group wasn't doing as well or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know.
That's just weird. That's a part of the culture too that we see again here in the States, like you definitely have groups of fans that go a little too crazy, like the Barbs and the Beehive and all that stuff, like the Swifties, like all of them literally do the same things that these people were doing.
It's awful.
But they don't do, like, they're not doing it because their artist isn't doing well. Like, I feel like they're doing it because, like, you know, somebody else says something about Nicki Minaj and then everybody goes crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know who the group was, so I have no idea what, right, you know what, but I mean, what the comparison is. I know they talked some about Big Bang, but I don't know if that was necessarily the group. So I'm not saying that their group was doing bad, but that
No, but it's just a simple fact that, I mean, it's at least from the guys, they were pointing it out that, like, you know, a lot of those people were attacking BTS because their group didn't win the award whatever the case may be. And I feel like in the States, or at least here, I feel like a lot of times the people will attack other artists if that artist says something about their favorite artist. But it's not like, oh, God forbid.
Kanye. I'll let you talk, but...
Yeah, it's very much like, you know, I mean, so when Harry Styles won Album of the Year over Beyonce's Renaissance, there were people who were actually like booing and stuff, right? And it was like crazy, and it was like, it was ridiculous, but... It's like,
I understand the sentiments.
Right. But it's like, you don't have to.
But there's a point where, like,
there's no campaign that was created that's like, we hate Harry Styles. Da, 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 da. Whereas, like, with BTS, it's like they won an award. And these people
started a petition through the state.
Like that's crazy. Yeah, and who has, like, I don't know.
Who has the time? I'm sorry.
The time. And, like, for me, I'm like, if you.
Power.
Spend that much time, then, like, you are literally living your life for somebody else. That is crazy to me.
My whole thing about life, take this as you will, as a 43-year-old woman, this is what I've learned in life. Whatever you put out, you're going to get back. Mm-hmm. Whatever you put out, you're going to get back. I'm not saying you need to be super positive, happy, chirpy, blah, blah, blah. That's is not realistic.
Right.
All the time. It's not going to happen, you know?
Right.
But.
Sorry, y'all. I had to get a Tic Tac because my mouth's getting dry.
if you're negative all the time, that is what you're going to get back. If you are on social media typing about how much you hate somebody, that's all you're going to see.
Yep.
That's all that's going to be you're surrounded by. And of course that's going to affect you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying you can't like not like a group. Of course you can. I'm not saying you can't be upset that like your group didn't win. Of course you can be. But there is a difference between that and being so awful. Like telling J-Hope like he's ugly and should be kicked out of the group. Like, come on.
There's a difference between being a fan and a fanatic. And I feel like these people are fanatics. And to me, again, it goes back to like, I'm sorry, you could take it how you want, but it's like, you have your own life. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to be a fan, but like, that's obsessive to me. Like, to the point where it's like, you have to literally try to like down somebody or like to the point where like, another thing that caught me off guard in these guides, I didn't realize that they were getting death threats. Like, that, to me, is like, and it was so early in their career where, like people that get death threats are, like, at least from what we've seen here, is, like, people that have been at it for years. Yeah. You know what I mean? To have these legendary careers. So, like, to hear these new groups, which at that time, too, never mind if I, let's keep in mind that they're young.
Super young.
Like, imagine if your teenage brother or sister or cousin or child was getting death threats just because somebody didn't like the fact that they were winning.
Yeah.
Based off of the hard ass work that they did. That's why I'm like, I could feel where RM's coming from, because I'm like, that would eat me alive. Like, I would become depressed too, because I'd be like, I've sacrificed my life,
yeah,
my free time, my years of growing up, yeah, and like experiencing my youth. Things that, like, the most developmental time of your life,
yeah,
to do what I love and to
try
bring joy to other people.
Exactly.
And it's like, imagine, like, literally sacrificing your life to do that, only to have somebody turn around and basically say, like, well, oh, well, you should die. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, you're not a fan. Like, you're obsessed.
Yeah.
You're a fanatic and you need to get help, because you're literally living your life for some, like, for somebody who doesn't even know you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
I have to say that I really love that, to turn this into a more positive direction.
Yeah.
I really love that they took that. Of course, they went through tough times, you know, hearing all that and that sort of thing. But they took that and they turned it into love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That they took that and they turned it into such a positive force, and that they have consistently had that message, you know. Mm. And it makes me very, very proud to be ARMY. It makes me very, very proud to know them and to love their music. And all of that also makes me love their music more.
Mm.
It makes it mean more to me, you know.
I definitely agree. I think that the fact that they overcame all this.
Oh, yeah.
And the, like, when I think about it, too, it's like the same people, you know, from where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
That same group of people that hated on them and was, like, you know, spewing all that,
mm-hmm,
are the same people that they're protecting and defending with their lives. Again,
yeah,
being a part of the military and going through and doing, yeah, all that. Because if I'm not mistaken, based off of what they've done for the culture, you know what I mean, and where they come from, there was a chance that they didn't even have to, based off of, like...
So, yeah, they did get some, like, deferments.
Yeah.
You know, like, they didn't have to go right away, kind of, right, thing. Because I think it was... I forget what age it is. I mean, I know it's definitely by 30, but I think originally it's earlier, right, but they got the deferment until 30 or something like that.
But isn't there a thing where, like, I mean, and I don't know, so maybe you guys can let us know. But isn't there a thing where, like, if you contribute so much?
So people were talking about that.
Yeah.
And I think if they had maybe pushed for it, they, right, could have. Because, yeah, they're affecting, like, they were just saying that their concerts and Seoul,
yeah,
raised as much money as the Olympics
did.
You know, so, like, there is an argument to be made that, like, financially, they're helping the country, right, you know what I mean? But I think at the end of the day, they all made the decision that they wanted to go and do their service for their country.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
like, the simple fact that they could have done that, but they chose not to, like...
Yeah, I don't think they didn't want to push for it, I think.
Right, but I'm just saying, in general, they, yeah, had the option to do that, and...
I don't know if option's the right word, but yeah, I think it could have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
mm,
and I mean, I think there's definitely a case for it,
mm,
for sure.
Mm.
But I think I'm super proud of them for, you know, making that decision and deciding to kind of do, you know, obviously, as sad as I am, like, every time a new member goes, I'm always, mm, like, a little sad. But
yeah,
but yeah, I, you know, 2025 is going to be a good year when they've all come back. It won't be until the end of the year, probably, but,
mm-hmm,
I'm excited and I can't wait. I hope they do some tours And I mean, in the meantime, they've been giving us some absolute fire solos.
Yeah, they've like, definitely been doing it.
Just amazing. And it's really cool to see them be able to kind of branch off and do their own thing musically a little bit too, you know?
Yeah, and it's nice because they have like that individuality.
Yeah.
And they are able to, you know, just refresh themselves and then come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep, yep. Yeah, do something that, it's obviously as a group, they do all like input things, you know, but it's very different making your own album. So, so very different, you know, and I know a lot of them have talked about it in different ways. But yeah, I'm excited to see what they do in the future. So excited. Just both solos and together. I can't wait for them to like come back together and rule the world again, basically. Because I feel like every time they came out, it was slightly different. You know what I mean? Like they always like grow with the sound. So I'm super excited to see what their future is going to be like for sure.
Yeah, I think that they're definitely going to come back and they're just going to like rule and do their thing like they usually do. You know what I mean? Like it's a testament to the hard work that they do. It's a testament to, you know, everything that they sacrifice for and that they probably still get a lot, you know, of backlash and whatever for. But it's like a different, the mindset's different now because one, they're older.
Yeah.
They look at things, they know what's important and what's not. And they understand what sacrifice is. You
they
know
do.
What I mean? So
they
it's
do.
Like when you sacrifice that much and you learn from those experiences, especially going through all that, it's like at some point, it just comes to the point where it's like, none of that can even touch you anymore.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't even bother you. And it's just kind of like, all right, you're just going to say what you want to say. I'm still a human being. So it might like hurt my feelings for a day, but it's like, I'm not going to lose sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be really interesting to see when they come back and how they do that. I think it's going to be really, really cool. I think they're definitely going to incorporate a lot of the lessons they've learned from doing their service and, you know, and doing their solo music. I think they're going to be able to bring all that back and it's going to be interesting to see where they go.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Now, I did want to ask, is V still your bias?
It was always between V and RM. I honestly, I think all of them are incredible, but I'm still, I really do feel like RM is definitely, definitely up there with V. I feel like they're both number one for me. They're all incredible, but I think they just, I don't know. I just feel like I really relate more to RM.
Okay.
But also, like, I really relate to the style of D.
Yeah. Oh, his album is so good.
So I really, those two are definitely, I think, again, they're all incredible. But those, I just, my heartstrings are just tugged a little more. Just
because
they get me and I get them. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? At least from that standpoint of being a fan, you know what I mean? But
yeah, I'm still a soap girl. I still love my Yoongi and my Hobi. But it's funny because I think out of the solos, I think my favorite solo album is Indigo, RM's Indigo. It just, there's something that's like, he worked with a bunch of different people, which was really cool. And Mono, his first mixtape was so good too. It's still, I could listen to that all the time. It's just kind of mellow and melodic and almost like lo-fi-ish. Do you know what I mean? Like it's so good. And then Indigo, I mean, the Erykah Badu and Anderson .Paak, and you worked with Tablo again. And also, it's so good. But yeah, I do. I think personality wise is why I really like Yoongi and Hobi.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about them. So Yoongi has been doing, well, he just went to the military, but he's been doing the show called Suchita. And it's like an interview show. I've only watched like maybe 6 or 7 episodes so far, but it is so good. He's really good at interviewing. And I think a lot of it,
which comes, is a really hard trait to have.
It really is. Like he pulls stuff out, like, and it's people. So he did one with like Taeyang from Big Bang. Mm-hmm. He has done a couple of the members. So he did. There's the first one was RM, and I just watched one with Jimin. And I know he's done the other members too. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen them yet. But and he's super funny with the members. But it's really cool to see him interview someone like Taeyang. He like looks up to so much. Mm. So it was really cool to see that.
That'd be dope. That's like
interviewing his idol.
Yeah, you know? Like that's fire.
And he's really good at like drawing people out and stuff like that, which is funny because he's very like introspective and introverted kind of. But I think that's what makes him such a good interviewer, because he can kind of get into the people's heads and kind of think about what his questions are and kind of use his own experiences to kind of draw them out.
Yeah.
But it's such a good show. If you guys haven't watched it, I definitely recommend you go watch that. There's just such great episodes. And I've been watching them over on our Patreon. So first episode's up for free if you want to check it out. But anyway. But yeah, but RM, he has that leader quality that's so great too. He's such a good leader.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I really do think that he gets it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that you have to be super humble.
Yes.
To make it, to not only make it through all of what they've been through, but also to like remain like flat-footed on the ground.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like that's really hard to do. And the fact that they're able to do that with all this success and still be like, you know, all those celebrities and stuff that they interviewed about how much they liked him and stuff. It was like they just kept talking about how, especially Halsey was just talking about how they are just down to earth and like you just, they don't give that I'm a star, you know what I mean, thing off. And that's so dope. And that's so hard to come by. And I think, I also feel like that's why, you know, I feel like that's why the ARMY goes so hard for them is because they are like, just, they don't let it get to their head.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But they also, you know, I feel like as they've gotten older, one thing I've noticed is their confidence has gone up. And also for it's like, they're like, we're not conceited and we're not this, but you will respect the fact that we have sacrificed and we have worked really hard.
Exactly.
And I love that. And I think that's why the ARMY just goes so hard for them.
I think what I love about it is their love for ARMY helps us grow, and then ARMY's love for them helps them grow. Mm. You know what I mean? Like it's this kind of symbiotic relationship almost, you know what I mean? I've always loved, this is going to be very random, there's an anime I love called Fruits Basket, okay? Mm-hmm. And one of the things they talk about in it is that a lot of times if you're having trouble and you're like feeling like not confident in yourself, you're not loving yourself, a lot of people are like, well, you have to love yourself before you can love other people kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I've kind of always been like, that's BS a little bit. Mm. I sometimes find, you sometimes can't find those qualities in yourself until someone else sees them in you. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying like everything, obviously, you know, but I think when someone else says to you like, hey, I really like this about you, is when you can start kind of seeing that in yourself and coming to love that. I think that happens between like the fandoms and the groups that we really love, you know, that they love us so much, and you can take that and feel like it may not be an individual thing. Like they can't look at me and say, hey, Kristen, I really love you, you know?
Right.
But I can feel in their music, in their words, in the way they interact with people, I can feel that love, and then I can give it back to them, and they can feel that when they're at a concert, when they're seeing the messages online, when they're, you know what I mean? When they get to the top of the Billboard charts, you know, like that's how they kind of get the love from us, you know?
I feel that.
And different things.
I feel that actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Sellout tours, all that stuff.
And it's different just things like, they gave $1 million to Black Lives Matter. Yes. ARMY within a day raised another $1 million in their name. And
like
gave
it to that's, you that's know, so dope.
Yeah, they just recently did that too, because they just signed another contract that will take them through 2025 until they're all back together. Mm. And they donated another $1 million. Not to, I forget, UNICEF, I believe. Mm. And ARMY also matched it, you know? So it's just, that's what I love about BTS in general. K-pop groups, really, a lot of the ones that I really like are very similar in that love for their fans and the fans' love for them, and like wanting them to, you know, wanting them to be their best selves and everything, you know, it's just so cool. I really, really love it.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Which would definitely be a really good, like, little
say what
is where we, it's like the end of our episode where we like kind of talk about the same subject or we talk about something different.
Yeah.
Look, palate cleanser, whichever. But my question is, who do you see, like, in the sense of what's the next K-pop group and why do you feel, quote unquote, got next that you feel is going to be on the same level?
Stray Kids.
As BTS.
Yeah, Stray Kids. I think Blackpink is kind of already there.
Yes.
Or else I would say them next, but I mean, sorry, headlining Coachella and also, you know what I mean? Stray Kids, their VMA performance, I think definitely, TXT getting there too, but I think Stray Kids, they're already hugely known internationally. I mean, winning Kingdom, even that was what, 4 years ago? No, three years ago. Things like that, you know? So absolutely Stray Kids, I think, is the next huge thing. They already are, you know what I mean? But
like, BTS is like a level on its own. Like, when I think of BTS, I think of like when you had like Backstreet Boys first, and then all of a sudden NSYNC came.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like BTS, and then now here's Stray Kids.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, that's how I look at it.
They're definitely getting a lot bigger in the States for sure, which is awesome. I love that K-pop in general is getting just much, much bigger in the States and Europe and in the West in general. Because there is that, like, I'm sorry, English speakers are so bad sometimes about, like, that language barrier and, like, just be like, ah, I don't understand it, so I'm not going to listen to it, you know? But
that is very true,
you know, which is tough. But a lot of the MVs and stuff now, obviously, I'll have subtitles and things like that. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox on that one. But
so you were saying that we were talking about Stray Kids and how basically they are they got next.
Yes, I think so. Next. I really think so. Yeah, they've just been really blowing up. They've been doing a lot of Japanese releases too, which is also a huge market. And yeah, I think after their VMA performance and win, I think they're definitely up there. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I really want the Grammys to be more inclusive. I want Billboard to be more inclusive. I want that. You know what I mean? So I want it to be, I don't want them to come to the VMAs for best K-pop group. I want them to come for best video of the year. I want them to come, you know what I mean?
They just need to be integrated into all the categories. Which, like, I understand the idea of giving them, like, giving but it's still intermingled. Yeah. Just like, Beyonce's in the best dance category. She was in the best pop, best R&B, and in the top four, best, you know, song, best that. And I feel like K-pop artists should get that too. They should be able in the big four.
Exactly.
Album of the year, all that stuff.
For sure.
I don't, because has anybody, was BTS ever nominated for Album of the Year or anything like that? I feel like they would have.
Album of the Year? I can't remember if it was Album of the Year. They've gone to the Grammys twice and been nominated, but not won. Okay. I think for Butter and for, was it Dynamite? I can't remember now. I know they've gone twice, but Yeah.
Because I was going to say that would be dope.
I know they were nominated, but didn't. I can't remember for what. For what exactly? I'd have to look that up. But I know. I just hope it's this whole other world, you know? And I mean, I was ignorant of it for 42 years. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, I totally get it. But
I'm excited to see.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the future. I think with BTS at the helm of this big movement, I feel like, you know, K-pop is definitely, one here to stay, and I definitely think that K-pop is definitely, they got the right guides to get them where they should be.
Yeah, oh, for sure. You know what I mean? And there's so much like crossover now and everything too that it's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They about to, listen, yep. BTS 2025.
I know. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to a show come hell or high water.
It's about to be
I don't crazy. Care how much money I have to spend. I'm going to a show with all of them. You know, I've been lucky enough to see Yoongi, but yeah, I can't wait to see all of them for sure.
It's about to be a time.
Yep.
And when they come back, it's going to be like people trying to buy tickets for the Renaissance tour.
I know.
Or for Taylor Swift's Eras tour.
I know.
It's
I
about
know.
To be like.
It's going
to
be crazy. I hope they play as many places in the U.S. as they, I don't know, we'll see. But
I'm hoping, I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be doing, I think, mark my words, go back to this video. I think they're going to do a stadium tour when they come back.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, easily. They could sell out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They already are.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. It would be nice if they were in a bunch more places.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going
to
be.
I'm sick of driving to New York for K-pop people, okay?
I know.
Let's get them out everywhere. But anyway, this was really cool getting to kind of do a little, like a second dip of the toe into BTS.
Yeah, little zippity zap.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. We hope you guys enjoyed that as much as we did. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just, you know, keep it coming with all the BTS requests, recommendations. We'll definitely have to go back and find that butterfly video at some point and do that. Maybe we'll find a video of like the storyline, like an explanation of it, because I'm sure I did not explain it very well. But thank you guys as always for coming and joining us. We love you so, so much.
Love you guys.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Y'all Hearin' This has been produced by Christopher Stanton and Kristen Kyella and edited by Kristen Kyella. Our theme song and the music you're listening to now is by Tappa Music. Please go check them out on SoundClick. Check us out on YouTube and please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you to all of our listeners and we'll see you next time on Y'all Hearin' This.